People all over America are paying high utility bills after this summer's record-breaking heat. NPR's Diana Douglas reports that in the current economy, a lot of people are struggling to keep up, and a government program to help them is running out of cash.
So are you doing good today, Miss Brown?
I've been sitting so long.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those days where we have to practice patience, right?
Kelly Gibson sits in front of a laptop in the Washington Convention Center. She works for Washington Gas. Across the table, a frail 74-year-old Beatrice Brown thumbs through her documents in Ziploc bags.
Now, do you have Washington Gas or is it just Pepco? Okay. No, I don't need your certificate of birth. Nope.
But we'll Brown got in line early this morning to prove to a perfect stranger that she makes less than $17,000 a year. Gibson dutifully enters all the information she needs to help Brown get a discount on her utilities.
That's all? You're good?
Once a year, the D.C. government invites the electric, gas, water, and phone companies to meet their poorest customers and see if they can't work out a deal to lower their payments. Beatrice Brown has come for 17 years. Retirees and people with disabilities are regulars at the utility discount day. But there are a lot of new faces in this crowd, like Ernie Westbrook.
Yeah, I just want to balance my books. I just want to start from zero again, then I can keep up.
Westbrook is a bus driver. He's 47 years old and has three kids at home. Westbrook says he's here because the month is longer than the money these days.
Look, by you balancing your bill, this will help get some extra food, Christmas supplies, or something else for the winter.
Westbrook's power is still on, but some here haven't had power since monster snowstorms hit last February. Others only pay half of their bill every month. Charging some people a little less is actually good for the company, says Alita Corbett. She manages customer relations for Pepco, the electric company here in Washington.
It's more expensive for us to go out and cut it off and to turn back around and go out and reconnect them.
Before the day is over, 7,000 people will sign up for a government subsidy on their utilities, a new record. Most of the money comes from the federal government through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Millions of American families use the discount. Unfortunately, that program is almost out of money.
Now, the coming winter heating season is of just great concern to the states because, you know, the economy has not gotten better.
Mark Wolf runs the State Directors Association for the program. 2 years ago, 6 million households signed up. Almost 9 million have this year. Wolf recently asked President Obama to find some emergency funds to keep paying the heating bills. The government will end up taking care of these folks one way or another, says Christophe Tulou. He runs D.C.'s Department of the Environment.
If in a cold snap like we had last winter, someone doesn't have heat in their home, then they become the person that the city would have to support for health services. So they end up in an emergency room, the hospitals.
People without gas will plug in old electric heaters, says Tulou, or light fires to stay warm, which are public health hazards.
It just isn't right to have senior citizens, for example, freezing in their homes, or to be suffering from the heat without a fan in their apartments or their homes.
7,000 households in Washington, D.C. getting a discount on their utilities may seem like a lot, but Tulou estimates less than half of the people who qualify and need it actually signed up. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Washington.